futures continued to retrace steps to the upside Tuesday. Agricultural producer sentiment declined in September by one measure. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmore with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 6th of October. Cattle futures received follow-through support Tuesday amid continued oversold conditions and outside support. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.37 higher, from 60 cents to $1.85 higher. Live cattle futures closed an average of 66 cents higher, except for 20 cents lower in nearby D's. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was mostly inactive, with light demand in all trading regions through Tuesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. There were too few transactions for a trend. Live prices last week were at $124 a hundredweight in the Texas Panhandle, at $122 to $124 in Kansas, $122 in Nebraska, and at $122 to $123 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $196 in Nebraska and $192 to $196 in the Western Corn Belt. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.47 lower Tuesday afternoon, at $287.71 a hundredweight, but select was $2.62 higher at $267.78. Corn futures closed 2 to 4 cents lower, while soybean futures closed 7 to 15 cents higher. I had results for just a few trendable weekly sales available at press time. Steer and heifer calves traded steady to $4 higher at Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains, Missouri, where there are 2,272 head on offer. Also in Missouri, steers and heifers sold steady to $4 higher at Keenesville Livestock Auction, where there are 2,130 head. Finally, at Winter Livestock in Lahuna, Colorado, steers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $2 to $3 higher, while those weighing 600 to 700 pounds sold $2 to $3 lower. Heifers weighing less than 500 pounds sold mostly steady, but $5 to $8 lower at 500 to 600 pounds. There are 1,770 head on offer. Keep in mind, you can get Monday to Monday market trends and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast, available at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Tuesday amid continued volatility. Part of the uncertainty stems from mixed news about the economy and its recovery. On the positive side, a report from the Institute for Supply Management showed service providers expanded in September more quickly than anticipated. Despite continued problems with inventories and labor, 17 of 18 service industries grew last month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 312 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 45 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 178 points. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer declined in September, down 14 points to a reading of 124. That's the weakest agricultural producer sentiment reading since July of 2020, when the index stood at 118. The index of current conditions declined 12 points to 140, and the index of future expectations fell 16 points to 116. In September, fewer respondents said they expected their ranch or farm financial performance to match last year, while the percentages of producers expecting both worse and better financial performance rose. According to James Minchert, the barometer's principal investigator and director of Purdue University's Center for Commercial Agriculture, although the combined responses left the Farm Financial Performance Index unchanged from a month earlier, the increasing divergence in expectations among respondents from August to September could reflect differences in how individual farms and ranches managed risk in a period of rapidly fluctuating commodity prices. Producer concerns about rising input costs rose sharply, with more than one-third of respondents saying they expect input prices to rise by more than 12% in the coming year, which is 6 times the average farm input inflation rate of the last decade. Inflation expectations were higher for the month, with the percentage of respondents expecting input inflation to rise above 12%, doubling since July. The Ag Economy Barometer is calculated each month from 400 U.S. agricultural producers' responses to a telephone survey. This latest survey was conducted between September 27th and 29th. That's your cattle current market update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 6th of October. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.